The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Each Thursday, we check in with Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt as the state legislators kind of wrap up this year's session a little later today. Welcome in. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Joey, you sound like yourself again. The last few weeks, you've kind of sounded like Deb Sofield.
Well, you know, I'm thankful for my friend Deb Sofield.
Me too.
Because she was able to jump in and sit in for me, and boy, she's a trooper, isn't she?
She is. You guys are both really good eggs. No doubt about it.
Well, thank you. And I missed our conversations on Thursday. So let's talk for a minute. Of course, today's the last day of the session. Now, they'll still be a lot of business going on, and this, of course, this will be a sine die adjournment, but and anything that doesn't make it through still has next year to make it through. But a lot going on this week in Columbia. Talk with us for a minute about some of the key issues that you see that have been taken up.
So in the House, they are feverishly working to get things passed, and you know, we saw that open carry made its way through. So that was good. That was something I know Representative Cox right here in the upstate, he spearheaded that charge. Yesterday they were working on police justice kind of reform. Mm-hmm. I know that was a big debate that went on and on. A lot of exciting news with our governor with the newest executive order. Making sure that localities can piggyback off of his state of emergency, and basically telling school districts that parents have the right to opt out of mask wearing. So, you know, there's been all kinds of excitement, you know, going on down in the legislature. You know, they're going to adjourn, but they're going to probably come back in June and deal with budget items, mm-hmm. which is good. But, you know, one thing I want to say is Greenville should be very proud of the delegation that they sent down, really working hard. Another big vote that happened this week was Convention of States actually mm-hmm. passed the House. Bill Taylor was a huge, he kind of led that charge on the Convention of States. I'm pulling in on Tuesday morning. There were a lot of supporters there. I have never seen it. This is in my third year being lieutenant governor, the intensity, Joey, down at the State House. Everybody like really pushing forward, trying to get things done. It's not that there's tension, but you can just feel this amazing energy of we have got to get things done. We have got to get things passed. You know, we have got to shear up. You know, where we see that there are some weaknesses in our state law because of the horrible policies that are coming out of the Biden administration. Yeah. And so, you know, everybody, I guess I have the privilege of being able to see that firsthand. And it's really inspiring what they're all, you know, doing and trying to make sure it gets done.
Yeah, we've had a lot of discussion this morning, of course, on the open carry. A lot of people, you know, would have preferred to have seen a constitutional carry, but, you know, this is the first step. Again, we have, that there is a constitutional carry that was introduced. That still, you know, next year they could come back and amend that. But look, I think it was a huge win for the House to be able to get the Senate's provision in there to make South Carolina a Second Amendment sanctuary state. That's a big win there.
That is a huge win. And I think, you know, we always want a little bit more than we get, right? Like, even when we passed the heartbeat bill, look how long it took us. And even a state like South Carolina to get the heartbeat bill passed. And we still had people that wish we would have gotten personhood. And so I think it's not a bad thing to always want to strive for where you want to go. But I think we should all be very proud that we're moving in that direction, right? And I think for the people who sit on the fence on some issues, taking it, you know, it's that old adage, how do you eat an elephant? A bite at a time. Like, we're taking it a bite at a time, and we're getting right. people comfortable. And I think our law enforcement will be comfortable to go from, you know, concealed carry to mm-hmm. all of constitutional carry. You know, I always like to think about our law enforcement, Joey. We have the best law enforcement, I believe, here in South Carolina in the country. I really do. I know most of them. They have my unwavering support all the time. Our sheriffs do a great job. I mean, think about these guys on the street going from concealed carry to constitutional carry. What right. a huge leap. I mean, they're the ones that have to monitor this. You know, they're the ones keeping us safe. So I always like to keep them in mind. And I think so, although the sheriffs and our local law officials would have done their job and done it great, it would have been a huge leap for them, too.
Yep.
Of how they patrolled, how they would have to deal with it on the street. So, you know, I always think about them first and foremost.
Right. Yep. And we should. I mean, the men and women, law enforcement, for all first responders, fire, EMTs, they put their lives on the line every day so that our communities can stay safe. And we have to hold them up. We have to show them that we support them. Have you ever seen anything as crazy as this gas situation? Now, of course, good news yesterday, the Colonial Pipeline back up and running. They're saying it's still going to be a few more days, though, before this supply chain resolves itself. But did you ever think that you'd be in line to get fuel?
No, not like this. And, you know, I'm going to stress, just like the governor did to all of your listeners, Joey, is please stop running to the gas station and filling up every time you use 5 gallons of gas, because right. today and tomorrow will be the biggest transition days while everything's moving back and getting back to normal. But, you know, we wouldn't be in the position we're in with these gas stations out of gas if people wouldn't have panicked
right.
and started filling up every container that they have and, you know, filling up their cars and waiting like they did. So let's all be good, you know, stewards. Let's all be good neighbors to each other. If you know you're not going to use your whole tank of gas, don't go top off.
Right.
If you all can relate, like I can, to my son, who is probably driving on E right now, even though I've told him over and over again, don't do that. And may run out of gas for the people who didn't get hysterical about it. You know,
yep.
get $10 if you need it and know that tomorrow there's going to be more gas and the next day there's even going to be more and we'll be back to normal.
And you saw these people, and just the other day I pulled in because I was getting down to about a quarter or so. I thought I just need to bite the bullet, get in line, and do this. And the guy in front of me, he's in his pickup truck, he fills it up, then he starts pulling out the containers. I'm thinking, you're not cutting that much grass. You don't need that much fuel for your lawnmower.
Exactly.
People was panic buying and you know, people just kind of like the toilet paper shortage we saw last year, you know. So
for toilet paper and gas. I love those memes that were coming out all week.
But more importantly, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott, is Chick-fil-A evidently has a shortage of their special sauce.
You know, none of us should be okay with that. When the supply chain starts messing with God's chicken, I think we
yes.
all need to start worrying.
That is
my
for
kids
sure.
My kids were really upset. I mean, my youngest Jackson, which you've met, Joey, he came running in yesterday and went, "Have you heard?" And I'm thinking, what's going on? Chick-fil-A is running out of their sauce. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, it is crazy for sure. Always good to speak with you, and I look forward to talking with you again next Thursday.
Thanks so much, Joey. Everybody take care out there.
You too. Be safe. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Abbott.